Appendix I, Onboarding and Continuity Checklist. A continuity book checklist is part of the onboarding program. This appendix first explains the purpose on a continuity checklist, then it breaks down the parts that a continuity book includes. Purpose of a continuity checklist. This checklist provides all the information needed to complete the transfer of knowledge from the outgoing personnel to the incoming personnel to maintain continuity efforts. The questions are developed from the five parts and subcategories. Outgoing personnel sign the continuity checklist. Incoming personnel need a copy within 15 days of arrival to the unit. All necessary forms can be attached to be recorded and archived. Parts of a continuity checklist. The continuity checklist has seven parts and subcategories. These consist of administrative data needed, operational knowledge needed, equipment or supplies, training requirements needed, leader guidance needed, outgoing personnel contact information, incoming checklist, and new personnel documents needed. Part 1. Administrative data needed. Administrative data includes key information about the individual and the duty position. This data includes incoming person's full name, rank or grade, and report date, MTO or TDA position being filled, unit identification code, and section phone numbers, unit address, duty position title and description as listed on DA Form 67-10-1 or DA Form 2166-9-2, any assigned additional duties for this position, incoming person supervisor, senior rater, and reviewer if needed. Part 2, operational knowledge needed. Operational knowledge includes information specific to the job requirements and items new personnel need to know to accomplish. Operational knowledge includes unit or section mission statement, processes and personnel for which the section has responsibility or oversight, any accounts or special permissions needed on information systems, 3 to 5 projects the section is currently working and deadlines, points of contact for each project listed, any internal or external organizational context needed such as duty title, phone numbers, and building and room numbers, physical or digital location of pertinent operational data such as SOPs, concepts of operations, and memorandums, short-range calendar events or conferences that need to be attended, long-range calendar events or conferences that need to be attended or created. Part 3. Equipment or supplies. The equipment or supplies section includes information regarding equipment new personnel are assigned and responsible for and the status of that equipment. This includes any equipment or items personnel will be responsible for, along with the location or room number, such as weapons, computers, vehicles, containers, and keys, a list and the location of any devices or items that need to be secured, such as room keys, computer locks, storage bins, security codes, and badges. Part 4. Training requirements needed. The training requirements section includes any specialized training required to complete the job assignments. It identifies any technical skills needed and schedule any required training to perform work duties, including all military training, baseline certifications, or specialty training, any professional military education or professional development courses scheduled or needed to conduct work duties. Part 5, Leader Guidance and Comments. The Leader Guidance and Comments section includes any specific guidance that may have been given by the supervisors. For example, it provides an area to summarize any relevant work-related concerns, such as lack of resources, personnel, or organizational changes, provides an area to write daily checklist, weekly battle rhythm, and list weekly products due. Part 6. Outgoing personnel contact information. The outgoing personnel contact information includes contact information for the outgoing person that the incoming person is replacing for future questions. This information includes outgoing personnel full name and rank, list of contact phone numbers and email addresses of key personnel, an area for outgoing personnel to digitally or hand sign record, an area to attach documents. Part 7, incoming checklist and new personnel documents needed. The incoming checklist and new personnel documents section includes a checklist of documentation to track the onboarding process and other documents pertinent to the assignment. a sample of items needed for soldier accountability and to ensure proper in-processing documentation includes incoming personnel were given updated alert roster, incoming personnel equipment hand receipt updated and signed, newcomers orientation briefing was scheduled by unit, supervisor or senior raider interview scheduled with new personnel.